Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. It sounds like commercial. Can you hear me? But the thing is, let's say if I just do the Google ad and PPC with you and don't do the Google LSA and Google Guarantee, how much of that cost will come down?
Well, that's just a $300 minimum for Google Ads. That's it.
$300.
So okay. If you start with the minimum, then it's just $300. If you choose to increase that, if you choose to start your Google Ads with, you know, $500 or $800 or however much you want, you can increase the Google Ad or decrease it as you see fit, but the minimum to begin is $300.
Minimum $300. Okay. Mm-hmm. And how much do you charge for, let's say, Google Guarantee?
The upfront cost is the $250 transfer fee. That's the upfront cost on it. And then the management fee is going to be 25% on top of the lead cost. As of right this moment, when I'm looking at your leads, they're $36 a lead. But once we get into your LSA, we're able to do an analysis. We do the optimization and diagnose your LSA, then we're able to tell you what max lead bidding looks like, what minimum lead bidding looks like. We're able to tell you what the adjustments actually look like for your company and what you should be bidding. So that 25% management fee is not going to fluctuate. It's always 25%. It depends on 25% of what.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, you're cutting off.
I'm right next to my computer. I haven't moved. So, which part did you not get?
The last two sentences, maybe.
Okay. So, what I said is the 25% management fee on top of the cost for LSA is just what the management fee is. It's all, if we get into your LSA and we diagnose it, we're able to see, okay, we can optimize this, we can change these keywords, we can do this over here. We're going to make all of those changes. And then once the technician is in there, they're also going to tell us, depending on what Google has to say, about what your cost per lead should be to make it effective for you. So currently, you're this try market, what this other company has been running your LSA Google Guarantee, right? The other company, the other marketing company that you're currently with.
Yeah.
What are they called again?
Trimark.
Okay. And how successful has the LSA Google Guarantee been with them running it?
Not too successful. I mean, not too successful.
Okay. And how many leads have you gotten from that section on Google?
On Google, when you say Google,
from Google Guarantee, from the LSA, how many leads have you gotten from them managing it?
About 16 a month, I think you can say.
16 a month, and
yeah.
And you don't feel like that's a good result with LSA?
Some of those are like spam too.
Mm-hmm. Are they disputing those for you?
Yeah, they're disputing. So all of these are like after hours call.
Really?
Yeah.
If it's after hours calls, then it shouldn't be coming through LSA. After hours calls should be coming directly to you where there's no cost per lead.
Right.
They might not be managing the LSA correctly, is what I'm thinking.
Right. That's where my concern is. Because during the weekdays when we're open, we don't get too many calls, and the calls that we do get are basically spam, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the only calls that we do get from LSA is after hours, and which are after hours, you know. After hours are really hard to capture, you know, because they're after hours, and you have to have after hours technician and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the main concern.
So when you say after hours, what time do you have your LSA ad turning off? What time do you have it going off?
I think they have it on 24 hours. That's my
understanding. Then that's why. That's why, because you don't have your hours of operation set. So if they have it on 24/7, you're going to continue to get those calls and the hours that you're not taking calls, and they're going to count them as valid calls because you're open 24. Yeah, they have you open as 24/7. So Google is going to count those as legitimate calls because you have your hours of operation as 24/7 instead of having business hours that open you and close you at certain times.
Right.
That's a huge reason why it's not successful. And you're getting calls when you don't have technicians available is because you have it set to 24 hours.
So my concern is, you know, I just don't want a lapse in the service, you know. At the same time, I don't want that lapse in the Google lead, you know. All of those things add up, you know.
Sure.
That's my concern is. And once you start having these lapses, then you start losing business, you know?
I understand.
So that's my concern. And I know you guys been there for 20 years and everything with the experience. This is where I'm coming at, and that's my concern.
Sure. It's a very valid concern. I completely understand what you're saying. I don't believe
where are you guys stationed at?
Fountain Valley, California.
Okay, Southern Valley, California. Okay.
Yeah, there's a Google building like 3 miles down the street from us in Irvine. So I understand your concern with having a lapse in the programming and things like that, but this is the thing is for the services that you are talking about, the LSA, Google Guarantee pay-per-lead, and the Google Ad pay-per-click campaigns, those aren't ones that have huge lapses because you have already done the legwork. You already have the Google Guarantee up and running. We begin the ads right away. So,
right.
It's
so that
not,
shouldn't take more than 45 to 60 days. To
it shouldn't
effective.
Take that long at all.
Yeah.
No, I don't,
okay.
I don't anticipate
okay.
that it will. I just like
so,
you to, because this is the same way that you want to know every single thing that it says technically and what it says about my company. I'm going to tell you exactly what it says because you need to know that if we have trouble getting access to something and we call you 3 or 4 times, Waseem, and you don't call us back, because this is a huge part of it. It's a marketing relationship. If you don't just turn it over to us and hope for the very best, it's a relationship. We're working alongside of you. We work together in order to make sure that this is going to be as successful as possible. But if we spend a week waiting to get information from you, that's a week behind the eight ball.
Right. So, okay. I understand I see the whole picture, I understand the whole situation.
Good.
The thing is, right now, I'll be totally honest with you. I had to reorder my credit card, okay, because of some security thing. Then they were supposed to mail it to me today or tomorrow, okay? The other thing is, we're on September 23rd, okay? I have already paid for the month of September to this marketing firm, right? So I won't be paying, you know, I don't want to double dip, you know, the amount of being paid. So the contract should end by 30th of September, you know, and I'll try to get out of it earlier. That's the second thing. So let me get my new credit card that should have been mailed today or tomorrow to my home. I'm at the office right now, and let me give you a call back. How about Friday?
Okay.
Friday, let's tie up Friday and take it from there. What time would be good for you Friday? And that way I'll have the meeting with my TriMark on Thursday and my marketing. TriMark with Thursday. I just want to confirm you guys do have access to the LSA LSA and Google guarantees, right? You do have access to it, right?
We don't have access yet because we have to send the invitation. It shows us that you have a valid account. Yes, but we send the invitation, and then that invitation has to be accepted, and that will grant us access. It's an added form of protection for you, but it shows us that you do have a valid LSA account. Yes.
So if, when I give you the access, there shouldn't be any problems, right?
Correct. There will be no problems.
Okay. Just want to confirm that.
So how much are you paying your current marketing team monthly for PPC and LSA?
It's not in my head recently. We could always get back to that on that. So let's set up an appointment Friday the 27th. What time would be good for you? I'm available in the morning.
Okay, you want to do 10?
Let me see if I have something going on the 10th. 10 o'clock would be good.
Okay.
And then local splash. Amy. What's originality is that name? Amy. Amy. I was Googling it up. It came out to be French.
Mm-hmm.
And it came out to be friend or pal in French.
It means love. It means amore.
Amore in French, right?
Is love. Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice, nice. So are you French?
I have a tiny bit of French in me, yes. I'm mostly Scottish, though.
Scottish. Oh, so nice. Nice to meet you. So we'll connect at 10 a.m. Friday, and we'll take it from there. Okay, Amy?
Sounds good. Wasim, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much for calling in, and just want to make sure and check all the dots and everything, and, sorry
mm-hmm.
for being so diligent on this,
I want you to be confident when you come over to our services. I want you to be confident that you're making the right choice. And if there's any amount of doubt, then I don't want you to choose me because I don't want you to come over and be fearful. I understand a healthy, natural amount of concern, absolutely, and wanting to cross your T's and dot your I's. But if you truly don't feel that it's a good fit, then I don't want you to choose me because I only want to work with people that know that we're a good fit.
All right. So have you guys worked with any other local, any other HVAC in 1 hour at all?
No.
In other states?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
Any other HVAC?
Yeah, it's one of our specialty boutique services, HVAC. There's a large amount of, I'd say probably, I think there's like 17, maybe 19 of them, boutique services, home goods services, like what you're offering, that we specialize in. So how
much do they spend per month, and how much lead do they get? Can you tell me?
It depends on where they're at and what they've got going on. I have companies that spend, $5,000, $8,000 a month, and they're getting a ton of results because they have 6 or 7 technicians they're trying to keep busy. The more money you spend, the better results you're generally going to get.
Okay. Okay. We have to see and go from there. So
mm-hmm.
I just want to keep my 2 technician busy.
Mm-hmm.
So if they have 5,000, 6,000, 5,000 to 8,000 per month for 6 technician.
But they're also putting that into LSA, Google Ads, Yelp Ads, Facebook Ads. They're spreading that across a wider platform. They're not only putting it into 1 or 2 places. I have electricians that spend, $3,000 a month, and they're doing it all LSA, and they're seeing the type of results that they're looking for.
Okay. So please.
What is your recommendation for a startup?
My recommendation is that my main recommendation is that you bring over the Google Ads, the LSA and the Google Local. And the reason that I suggest that you bring over the GBP, the Google Ads, and the LSA is because they all retarget off of each other. So you're going to see a stronger and better result. I also know that when you start your budget out, it's going to fluctuate in the very beginning. Like, you're not going to be able to nail it down with the LSA because the cost per lead is changing in the area all the time, especially if you're bidding on stuff that's outside of hours. Like, that's, when you told me that, that makes me really concerned with that marketing team, that they've been wasting your money, so to speak, because you should have hours of operation set if you don't have technicians that are taking calls in the middle of the night. Those LSA calls need to be answered right away because you should know that it's an LSA call coming in. That right there is going to save you a huge amount of money.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But let me, I'm going to send you this link via text message so you can take a look at it and you can see this is, if you even just go to my website, localsplash.com, and scroll down to the bottom, you'll see the different boutique services that we provide for the specialty industries, and HVAC is in there. I just sent it over to you. So you're able to take a look at it. HVAC is one that we work very closely with all across the country. It's very effective.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Emmy.
You're welcome.
All right.
I'll talk with you Friday. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.